Good morning and welcome to the Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Jason Gibbs, business editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Happy 4th of July to you, Jason. Hope you've got some good plans ahead for today.
I do, and happy 4th of July to you and to the listeners.
So let's kick things off with a conversation on what seems to be an all-American tradition, guns.
Well, you know, Edmundo, I was looking at some statistics and started thinking back to, you know, the end of 2015 when there were speculations that these serious new regulations would go into place on guns or munitions. And there was just this rush on our gun stores. So I thought I would check in with some of our local stores and see how things are faring now. They said, you know, it's back to normal. It's pretty steady. Gun sales are definitely tapered off from the end of 2015. Interesting thing I found, though, was ammunition sales, especially for pistols, and gun sales for pistols are ticking upward a little bit. And that's more, I was talking to the folks over at Dam Ammo, Paul McLaren, the owner, and he was saying a lot of that is due to people having personal safety concerns and getting their concealed carry permits and actually being responsible and going out to the range and shooting and practicing. Mm-hmm. But there's really not been the uptick that we thought there might have been, especially in light of some of the mass shootings that we've suffered this year. It seems like things are just, you know, moving along. Paul said it's just basically everyday sales. And I talked also to Sam Steed, who works over at Dick's Sporting Goods, and he says they're still going through sales at a pretty good clip, but not nearly where they were in 2015.
You know what's interesting to me is that when I go to Walmart, because I do some fishing, and one of the things that's always missing is their ammunition. And ammunition, it just seems to be one of those things that's always in need of. You know, people are always buying because, as you said, personal safety, they go out target practice and do these kind of things. So as a result, there's always a shortage.
Exactly. And I think on one level, it is people practicing at ranges, doing some target shooting, which is good. And on another level, we have to remember that we're in New Mexico. We're a culture of hunters. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that ammunition is going to flow out, not so much at this time of year, but starting in the next couple of months, as people get ready to start their fall hunting season. And one interesting thing I learned, what would you think the three biggest days of the year for gun sales are?
Oh, you've got me there. I wouldn't even begin to venture a guess.
Well, we've got Black Friday, which makes sense for, gift giving. Father's Day.
Okay,
that makes absolute sense. Help Dad restock the gun cabinet. And here's the one that just floored me. Valentine's Day.
No way. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Is that a gift to women?
It could be a gift to women for
their protection. Or vice versa, of course.
Or vice versa. Maybe she is getting him more ammunition or a new hunting rifle or something like that. But that just kind of made me do a little double take. It makes sense in its own right.
Makes sense once you think about it.
Yeah, but just off the cuff, that was Valentine's Day? Really? Here's a box of chocolates?
And a gun. And ammunition. Okay, let's move on to the profile this week. Tell me a little bit more about this particular profile, Scent Chips in Mesilla.
This is an interesting one that Alexia found for us. Scent Chips, they're located at 2456 Calle de Guadalupe. And they've been there for about 10 years. They're part of a national chain, but they're the only New Mexico store. And William Mudd, who's run the store for about 8 years, sort of explained the process. It's a wax base, all-natural essence oil, paraffin, soy-based wax, vegetable dye for the color. And it's a fragrance melt concept created in 79. And the original factory is still going in San Antonio. But all the ones here are handmade, no chemicals. And what you do, and I find this interesting, you can either treat them sort of like a potpourri and mix and match your own smells and leave them in a little bowl in the bathroom or whatever. Or you can get a warmer, which will melt the wax and release the smell into the air. I think both of them are really interesting and, the regional approach really meant cooperation among the company, but the local distributor has gone above and beyond to sort of put his own twist on it. And they get a lot of good tourist traffic, he said. But one of the things he wants to build up on is his local traffic, of course. And one of the interesting things he said you can do with them, but I'm not sure it's so well suited for New Mexico, is you can take a little bag and put some scent chips in it, put it in your car to deodorize your car. But I just start thinking, what happens on the first 100-degree day?
105, you know, it's like automatic melt, but, it spreads the smell right away, the scent.
Yeah, but, for your home, for your business, I think it's a nice way to freshen it up. And, scent is really one of the things that people overlook when they're talking about a good work environment or a comfortable home environment.
No kidding. Let's go on to the column. You've got, what the business report is all about, economic development.
Yeah, we've got a really good column from Davin Lopez with Mavita this week. And he's talking about the process that we've gone through with all of our economic development groups, the various ones around the border, from El Paso to Ciudad Juarez and here, as well as the county. And the fact that we've got a certain synergy going here around the borderplex. And what we need to do now, he says, is really start cooperating and collaborating and doing more together, because this is a huge population and we're building an amazing manufacturing base just south of here in Santa Teresa. And, it's there's going to be a lot more business coming in the trade between Mexico and America increases and as the maquiladoras continue to multiply along the border. I think we're going to see a lot of really good business down there. But he really makes a good point in that all of these different agencies really need to cooperate, work together, realize that we have a common regional good, and make it work.
Now, from what I've seen, there's obviously some good cooperation.
There is. There's very good cooperation. We just need to build on it.
Well, thank you very much, Jason.
My pleasure, as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.